Welcome to Vespers, everyone. My name is Scott Kirshner. I'm the village pastor here at Holden. And we're going to be using the red hymnals tonight. And so if you didn't get one of those, they're available at both entrances. And our service tonight is going to be a service of prayer, of blessing on the beginning of the school year. Tomorrow is the first day of school for the Holden school for the 2012 through 2013 school year. And so today and tonight is a service of blessing and celebration of that beginning. And so, after a few moments of silence, we will begin our service.
Please join in the response on page 309. It's on the bottom 309. And on the very bottom, the left. God is our light and our salvation. From the rising of the sun to its setting,
we praise your name, O God.
For with you is the fountain of life.
And in your life we see light.
And now, hymn number 736 for our opening, 736.
A reading from Proverbs. Happy are those who find wisdom and those who get understanding, for her income is better than silver and her revenue better than gold.
A reading from 1 Corinthians. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good.
A reading from Ephesians. I pray that, according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend, with all the saints, what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
A reading from Simone Weil, a French intellectual and mystic who died in 1943, from an essay called Reflections on the Right Use of School Studies with a View to the Love of God. Although people seem to be unaware of it today, the development of the faculty of attention forms the real object and almost the sole interest of studies. Most school tasks have a certain intrinsic interest, but such an interest is secondary. All tasks that really call upon the power of attention are of interest for the same reason and to an almost equal degree. School children who love God should never say, for my part, I like mathematics, I like French, I like Greek. They should learn to like all these subjects because all of them develop the faculty of attention, which, directed toward God, is the very substance of prayer.
I'd like to invite the students that will be starting school tomorrow in the Holden School to please come forward with their backpacks and book bags that they will be using to carry their schoolwork this year. And if you'd gather around the front side, well, actually, why don't you face outward? How about that? It's a big day tomorrow. Some people are going off to school for the first time, others having done this quite a few times. But I love that reading from Simone Weil that was just read. She elsewhere says that if you seek truth, she says, if you seek truth, whether it's the truth of mathematics or the truth of chemistry or in physics or the truth in literature, the truth in history, if you seek truth, if earnestly and honestly you seek truth in your heart, no matter if you run east or west or north or south, you run into the arms of God. And so you, as students, are all about learning. And in your learning, the world is a great big place. And wherever you go in your quests for learning, you can be assured that God goes there ahead of you, and that you need not fear asking any question or learning anything before you, because the world is a great big place, and God's arms are wrapped around it and you in your learning and in your going to school and from school all through this year. And so, let us pray. Dear God, as we get ready for another school year, we ask your blessing upon these backpacks and book bags, but most importantly, these children who will use them. As they do the very important work of being students, bless them with eagerness to learn, that their world may grow large. Respect for teachers and fellow students, that they may form healthy relationships. Love for nature, that they may become caretakers of creation. Happiness when learning is easy and stick-to-itiveness when it is hard. We ask that you would protect these, your own children,
Watch over them and keep them safe as they travel to and from school, up and down chalet hill, through sun and rain and very, very deep snow. As they learn, help them to discover the different gifts that you have given each one of them. As they hear the many voices that will fill their days, help them to listen most carefully to your voice that tells them that you love them no matter what. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to ask the teachers and teaching assistants to join the students up here. And in this prayer, there will be a congregational response. We praise you, O God, for the marvels of creation. We praise you, O God, for the opportunity to explore and to study. We praise you, O God, for those who guide us, teachers and mentors. We praise you, O God. Teach us your ways and guide us in your path. For you are the creator of all that is seen and unseen. Amen. And we'll remain, students and teachers can remain up here while there is a sung blessing by the choir. Hymn 740, please stand. Go in peace to love and to learn and to serve. Thanks be to God.